Christmas is coming and the boxes with Christmas items are ready to come out of the garage, the basement, the loft. So now is the time for a little mini declutter.
You're listening to the Declutter Hub podcast, bringing you tried and tested, no-nonsense tips and advice from the leading experts in decluttering and organising your home. Now here are your hosts, Ingrid Jansen and Leslie Spellman.
Hello and welcome, listeners. I'm Ingrid.
And I'm Leslie. We're delighted you're here to join us as part of your decluttering journey. So whether you're brand new today or have been listening to us for ages, we want to say thank you so much for being here. It means so much to us that you're here to listen to and support us while we talk all things decluttering and organizing.
We'd love to help more people with their quest for a clutter-free home. And our podcast is a fantastic way for people to be inspired to take action. We have a favor to ask. If you like what you hear, be sure to hit the follow or subscribe button on your podcast player, share us with your friends, or share your thoughts on the podcast by leaving a review. Now, in today's episode, we are talking about the 10 things you can declutter from your Christmas boxes. So while you're getting everything out and you're getting ready to display, you're ready to use it, this is the perfect time to do a little bit of a little mini declutter. Now, I know Leslie adores the 10 things. So, Leslie, it's another 10 things.
I know we love our 10 things podcast, don't we? I think the interesting thing about this is we put things away in a nice, neat way. And when they come out again a year later for Christmas, kind of jumbled up and there's things that are broken and things that you don't know, things that you don't like. The ideal is that you declutter before you put things away. But sometimes that doesn't happen. And sometimes we change our mind. A lot happens in the way that we think in the course of a year sometimes. So yeah. Perhaps there are things that we've changed our minds over. So we've got a nice little collection of different things, some of which are obvious and some that you may not have thought about. So let's get started with our first one on our list, Ingrid, which is, I think, an obvious one. But let's really talk it through, which is broken baubles.
Yes. You know, things, when you put things away, I always think a little bit that after Christmas, suddenly people get into a rush. Let's just tidy everything up quickly, get it in those boxes, get it up away out of my sight. I've had enough of Christmas now. I want my living room and my house to feel like a, in between brackets, normal house again without all this Christmas stuff around. So I think we're always a bit quick tidying up while we might take a little bit more time pulling everything out. So things kind of break, don't they? Accidentally, of course. But it's one of those things that just happens. There's nothing really you can do about it, but it just happens that things break in your decorations.
Yeah, so you've got things that break. And obviously, a lot of as baubles get more elaborate, which they do. I mean, I've got some beautiful, beautiful baubles now. So they used to be kind of quite standard years ago. Now they're like almost ornaments. Well, they are ornaments in their own right. And I think one of the things is, well, they've been broken. There's like a little sort of like attachment that sticks on the top of them. Sometimes that comes away. And also sometimes they lose their little piece of it. It's not even string, is it? It's kind of like a thread. And so sometimes you might have a bauble with no thread on it. Now you've got to decide then, are you going to take the time to re-thread your baubles? And only you will know whether you're a re-threading of baubles kind of person or not. And so really look at your baubles. Are they A, intact? B, have the little kind of holder, little, it's like a little gold or hold thing. I'm sure there must be a name for them. But the thing that attaches the bauble to the string, basically. And are they appropriately strung or do you need to do a little bit of work on that? So number one on our list to declutter from your Christmas boxes is broken baubles.
Yes. Number two, crumpled gift bags. You know, the ones you get like over the holiday season, either with presents or with bottles of wine, and we think, oh, they're so nice, they're so pretty, let's keep them for another year. But then realistically, if we take them all out, it's a bit like, oh, they're just a bit too crumpled, aren't they, to give away? They're, would I want to receive a gift in a half-crumpled gift bag? I mean, I know it's the thought that counts and you can't kind of then go, oh, well, it's a crumpled gift bag. But it just doesn't feel as nice. Of course, if the gift bag is in good condition, by all means, please reuse it. But if it's kind of half falling apart, let it go. Let it go.
Yeah, I think it's fun to, I'm wrapping things up for Christmas, I'm always super happy if I've got a gift bag so you don't have to do the whole wrapping thing with sellotape and stuff. So it's always quite nice. And you do have gift bags that you use and reuse and reuse. And so in our house, we use the same gift bags year after year after year because typically you're going to be in the same house, aren't you? So my gift bags are downstairs. I bring them out, wrap my kids' stuff up, put them back down again, bring them back out again the next year. And so it's going to be, if you're going, you know, you can kind of get away with it sometimes with your own family, to be fair, more than you can if you were giving it to someone else. But I think it comes a point at which you need to be a little bit more discerning about whether that gift bag, in fact, having been used 15 times already, has actually served its useful purpose, whether it's time to go. Do you not agree?
You know, it's really. What do you think? You like poor Steve. He's like this. His presents under the Christmas tree with his half Christmas bath. Oh, that's a step back again. 15 years in a row. That's from Leslie to me.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when we do Secret Santa with the girls, with my kind of girlfriends, and then we all have these beautiful gift bags, brand new, you know, John Lewis, like £7 each. You know, they're like, everyone's judging you, you know, on your gift bag. But in-house, like, yeah, that'll be fine, though. It's, yeah. Crumpled gift bags, and you know whether or not they are fit for purpose and whether you can reuse them or whether it's time to declutter them. Incidentally, if you've got lots and lots of gift bags, because sometimes there are a lot of people who luckily get more gifts in than they give out. And so sometimes you become a little bit overrun with gift bags as well, and you've got too many. And so, you know, if you don't typically give wine or spirits or whatever, and you don't need a wine bag for gifts, but you've got loads of them, send them to the charity shop. And definitely this time of year is the perfect time to send them, because then people can use them this Christmas. And so really think about those gift bags, and other gift bags as well are exactly the same principle, birthday gift bags and so on as well. So number two on our list is crumpled gift bags.
Oh, this is giving me a right giggle. I'm like crying here. It's so funny. Anyway, number three is crackers. You know, those things that you kind of have to, let's start at the beginning here, Leslie. Before I moved to the UK, I had no idea about this whole cracker situation. So we've got this thing here that you kind of buy crackers and you have to hold them each other. You have to pull them and then the little gift pops out that makes a noise. It has a little paper hat and it has a toy and it's got lots of a little funny joke. So I thought it was really funny. So the first year I lived here in the UK, I thought, oh, this is funny. I'm going to bring this to my family in the Netherlands. They're all like, oh, what's this all about? And they kind of put the little hat on going, this is a bit interesting. But of course, now after having lived here over a decade, I know the whole cracker situation. And I find them a lot in clients' houses. I know our members have them a lot because there's always a few left over for some reason, isn't there?
Yeah, so you typically buy crackers in packs of 6 or 10 or 12, and then if you've only got 9 people in your family, you put your 9 crackers out, there's 3 left over. And of course, you think about keeping them, but then the next year, you're not going to put 3 random crackers on your beautifully prepared thing. So some that are gold and some that are purple or whatever, or some that are Thomas the Tank Engine and some, you know, I mean, you're probably going to go for uniform crackers. But again, send those crackers off to the charity shop because somebody will be absolutely delighted with them. So if you've got random crackers hanging around, then it's time for them to go. Unless you're quite happy to have random crackers, which is perfectly fine. Now, I know we have this conversation every time we do a Christmas podcast. So you weren't aware of crackers. Do we think, and I don't know the answer to this question, so somebody in the podcast, please tell us wherever you are in the world, whether crackers is a thing in your country or not. You know, maybe everyone's like, what even is that? Like, you know, what is crackers? What are these crackers that they speak of? So, yeah, no idea. I think we have this conversation every time we do a podcast. What we need to do is research it. It wouldn't be as fun. We need to know from our listeners. Number three on our list is crackers that are random and not going to be used this year.
Yeah.
Let's go into number four, Ingrid.
Yes, I love this one because it is gifts that are kind of kept in a gift cupboard that I've never gifted. So yeah. It might be stuff that people have been giving you and you think, oh, it's actually not something that I would really use. I want to re-gift it. Or it might be gifts that you've picked up over the year and you think, oh, that's lovely for so-and-so. And you've kind of bought it in advance of a birthday, Christmas, whatever, a holiday, whatever it is. And then some sort of gift shelf, gift box, gift cupboard gets created with all this stuff. And then it stays there because then the gift is not the right thing or you found something else that's better. And some gifts just lurk in those cupboards for 2, 3, 4, 5 years. Now is the time to go, right, am I really going to give this or not?
Yeah, there's a whole wider debate, isn't there, when it comes to gifts and gift boxes. People who have clutter in their houses typically are people who like a bargain or see an opportunity and are kind of bought in by the kind of shopping buzz, really. And, oh, that would be a great thing. That would be a great thing. And I'm definitely going to need that. And so one of the things that we really would encourage you to do is to do more intentional shopping. So buying things as you see them is no problem at all, but really have in your mind, who is this going to be for and what celebration is it going to be given on? Don't just buy things just because it looks like a good thing that you might use one day. It's really important to think about having an actual goal for that gift when you buy it. And so you're not, because we've seen it so many times, Ingrid, these gift boxes are huge and they're not always, you know, what we try and do is, when we're in houses, is we try and gather all these gifts together into one place. And so at least somebody says, these are all the gifts that I've got. And then it gives me a place to go and you kind of shop from home almost. But when we get to a house, typically they're in random places. They might be still in the carrier bag. Some might be in the wardrobe. Some might be in an office. They might be in the kitchen cupboard. And so you really need to think that through. Gather all these gifts together and make this year the opportunity for you to start to use some of these gifts or to give them away for things like tombolas, school fairs, all of these kind of things, or to send them off to the charity shop. Perfect time for you to really evaluate that Christmas gift box and see whether or not there's something in there that you can let go of.
Yep, love this. I think one of my favorite ones in this top 10 list, Leslie. I think it's this great idea. So let's then talk about the next one, which is number 5.
Oh, is that me?
Yeah. Oh, I wanted to call out a number this time, Leslie.
Oh, is it? Okay. Number 5. Yes. And so another one that's fairly obvious, but it's something that we battle with year after year. So there's sometimes you just need to give up. And so it is tangled or broken or bulbs gone Christmas lights. There comes a point when the Christmas lights are kind of done, doesn't there? But we kind of keep up. How much time do we spend unraveling Christmas lights? I mean, yeah. I do wrap them round every year, but they still come out tangled a year later. It's like as if there's some like tangling person that spends from January through to November, like messing around in your Christmas box. Ha ha! You know, we're going to tangle these lights up so they can't use it. As well as having to do the whole Christmas decoration thing, they're going to have to spend at least 90 minutes untangling a set of Christmas lights. And so we are all for being sustainable, all for being for reusing, but you know, A, think about how you put your Christmas lights away to try and avoid the tangled light situation. Really look at those bulbs, because quite often now the bulbs are fixed. And so they're not ones that you can take in and out of that you used to be able to do. And so sometimes there are so many bulbs gone that it's time to get a new set. So really evaluate that and evaluate whether the lights are fit for purpose, whether they're the right color. If you're very discerning about your Christmas decorations, some people like warm light. Some people like cold light, some people like blue light, some people like different colored, multicolored lights. Some people change their mind over the years. So look at the lights that you've got and think about what kind of lights do I want? Do they all match up? Are they in keeping with what I want? Or am I just keeping lights for the sake of it? Really important to not just keep hundreds and hundreds of sets of lights, because it's very confusing then as well, isn't it, Ingrid, when you get to like, oh, which one's this? Because they all kind of look the same, don't they? If they've not been kept in the boxes. Yeah. So time to evaluate your Christmas lights.
Yeah. And also just a kind of another top tip for me, plug them in before you put them in the tree. What the last thing you want to do is go, yeah, and just kind of, you know, you're chatting away, you're having your Christmas music on, you're decorating your tree, and then you plug your lights in and they're like, oh, not working. So plug them in, test them before you put them in, and then you can see, right, can I replace the bulbs or do I need to do some repairs or do we have to unfortunately give up on the set? So yes, tangled Christmas light is a nightmare. What I have done, Leslie, and that might be helpful for our listeners as well, I just have a piece of cardboard where I've written down what lights they are. Are they for my mantelpiece? Are they for the front window? Are they for my Christmas tree? Are they for in the hallway? Because every year I just don't have to then think, oh, where did these go? What was this for? And that really helps as well. So it just, all these little things can really make you put up your decorations quicker, because we know that's a big job to do. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to your 10 things to declutter from your Christmas boxes 10 things list. Wow, that's a bit of a mouthful. But anyway, we are now up to number 6.
Yes, and so we want to talk about table decorations. Now, if you host Christmas typically at your house and you have a nice Christmas table, sometimes there's going to come a point where you think, you know what, I've done the same colour theme or the same idea on my table for the last 10 years. I want a little change. And so we go to the shops and we buy a different colour scheme or different types of things, or we replace things, or we go for something completely different. But we keep all the old ones, and the stuff that we have on our table at Christmas typically is only useful for Christmas. Not always, but quite often it's kind of Christmas colours and things like that. So if you've decided that you've actually want to change, then it might be time to declutter the old stuff. And so what we see all the time in houses is people take a set of curtains down, for example, think, I don't want those anymore. I want a new set of curtains, and then keep the old ones. You've made a conscious decision in your mind that you're done with those curtains or you're done with those table decorations. And you're very unlikely to go back to them and say, oh, actually, I want to go back to what I had before. You know, we go through life and we try and improve on what we did before or change it for good reason. And so we'd be really mindful. So whether it's a set of curtains that you've taken down from your window, or whether it's a set of Christmas table decoration, really think, am I ever going to return to them? Or do I need to do the right thing and pass them on to a charity shop for someone else to enjoy? Because someone else will enjoy those curtains, those table decorations. And it's really important to do it at the time that you've made that decision, isn't it, Ingrid?
Yeah, and I think so as well. You know, a lot of people who are maybe are used to hosting Christmas at their house, but no longer do that because they're now invited to go somewhere else. Or maybe over time, the number of people that you're hosted for has become smaller. When you've got copious amounts of all this stuff, it can really clutter up cupboards and sideboards and Christmas boxes. Be realistic about your current situation. Are you hosting for how many people are you hosting? Of course, you want to keep, you know, the things that are really special to you. But if you're like, right, okay, I need to thin this out a little bit, see if you can donate some of these other items so somebody else can use them.
Yeah, so that's our number 6, table decorations. And now I want to go on to something that might be a little bit more contentious, actually, Ingrid, which is, I don't know about you, but I keep, when our kids are little and they make decorations, whether that's like, you know, they make things out of dough and they make things out of cardboard and stick glittery things on it and they paint things. And we hang those on the Christmas tree, don't we? And it's super cute. And I don't know about you, but I've kept a lot of that stuff from when my kids were younger. But with the passage of time, some of those things I don't put on the tree. Does this make me sound like a mean mum that I don't, you know, when I've got my beautifully put together Christmas tree and that I don't then put the kind of cardboard glitter stuck on with a splash of paint from, is that really bad? Is that bad?
I'm with you.
No, I'm like, yeah, why don't I do that? Yeah, maybe I don't want to do that. That ship has sailed.
Yeah.
But what I do then actually is I do keep a lot of those in my Christmas boxes. And so I am reminded of them. So I get that kind of sentimental feeling when I look at my Christmas decorations, but they do stay in the box. I don't put them out. But there comes a point when perhaps you don't need that visual reminder of that sentiment anymore, when your kids are kind of like 30 or 40 or something, and you've got other memories coming with your grandchildren or whatever that might be. And so really look at those sentimental items that you've kept for Christmas and think about whether or not they're still giving you what we call that warm, fuzzy feeling inside, or whether it's time to let them go. Now, you might feel, do you know what? I'm never getting rid of a Christmas decoration that my child made. And that's absolutely fine. But we just want you to think about it, as with everything else, don't we, Ingrid? What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, same. I mean, if there's a couple of little bits and bobs that I've kept, debate every year if it's going to be stuck in the tree or not. And now more often the answer is no than yes. But, you know, over time things break if they're made from paper, if they're made from dough, if they're... things break and it's like, and then it looks sad. Instead of kind of making you happy that you've created something, it starts to look sad. And I think then it's time to say, you know what, we don't have to keep everything. We're going to let it go. So I'm with you on this one, Leslie.
Okay, so now on to number 8, Ingrid, which is quite an interesting one, really, because it's all about sustainability, isn't it? Let's talk sustainability.
Yes, you know what? I think over time, we see really a movement to gifts and presents being wrapped in paper or in cloth or with a rope instead of kind of the nice sparkly ribbon or things like that. So if you are doing a movement yourself into being more sustainable in that way, you might not suddenly think to yourself, but I've got 6 rolls of brand new foil wrapping paper and I don't want to use it anymore.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's really important to look at your supplies of what you've got. If you've made that movement, as Ingrid says, to doing something a little bit more eco-friendly and think, well, actually, I'm going to declutter the stuff that I used in the past. Send it to the charity shop and somebody else who's not worried about that kind of thing. I don't mean not worried. They are worried, of course, but are happy to use wrapping paper and pass it on to them. So think about sustainability and think about whether the way that you do your wrapping has changed over time. And if so, then declutter the stuff that you no longer require.
Yes, Leslie. And I think that the charity shop would like to have rolls that are still new. But if you've got some half-used rolls and you think, or maybe it's even wrapping paper that's not really for the right age anymore, see if you can give it away on Freecycle or Freegal so somebody else can use it instead of it lingering in your cupboards and then going bad and then it should be thrown out anyway. It's better than to use it than to have to throw it out completely.
Yeah, exactly. That's a really good tip, actually. New things to charity shop. I mean, somebody's going to be really happy, aren't they, to get like half rolls. It's just more wrapping paper that people don't need to buy. Okay, so now we are on to Christmas cards. Same kind of principle here, isn't it, Ingrid? Because we buy Christmas cards often in boxes. We send them out. We get kind of 3/4 of the way through the boxes and we have random Christmas cards. And again, some of us like to send out the same Christmas cards to everybody in a year. Or, you know, sometimes we have boxes of Christmas cards that we bought for our school kids, classmates, you know, and they're kind of like younger Christmas cards. So quite often in our Christmas card boxes, we have old Christmas cards that we would no longer choose to send hanging around for years, if not decades, don't we? And maybe now is the time to let those go as well. What do you think?
I find Christmas cards everywhere. So first of all, gather them all together. Get them out of that box with all your birthday cards. What's left over? What have you bought? Sometimes other family members end up buying boxes because they think there's nothing in the house and they haven't asked you to say, have you got something? And they've gone shopping. And then you've got suddenly, instead of your expected maybe 100 cards, you've got like, oh my gosh, I've got loads and loads of boxes with cards. What am I going to do with all this stuff? And then if it's all gone a little bit out of control, now's the time to kind of clear the decks and go, you know what? Let's just declutter some of this stuff. If it's half used, again, perfectly to use on Freecycle or Freegal and give it away to other people. If they're completely unused boxes, then definitely donate them to the charity shop. Because if they're going to linger in your cupboards, it's not going to get you anywhere.
Well, Ingrid, we are now at number 10. And I know this one is a bit of a contentious one for you. And I threw it in there and you're like, I don't like that idea. I'm like, okay, I'm going to say it anyway. I'm a little bit scary. Sometimes she gets very overly dramatic about something. We're in the decluttering business where people do buy things and Ingrid gets very upset about these sometimes. And so I dared to suggest that perhaps people kept more than one Christmas jumper. And actually, if you went to the shops and you saw like a cool new Christmas jumper, like you would with any other thing that you were going to wear for the festive period, then perhaps you might buy a new one and then no longer have need for the old one. And so perhaps we need to go to our Christmas jumpers and ditch the ones that we no longer need and send them off to charity for someone else to enjoy them. And again, this is the perfect time before we're into Christmas jumper season. Go through your Christmas jumpers and declutter them. Ingrid was very upset by this suggestion. So Ingrid, go for it.
Well, you know, I was like, well, why would you buy a new Christmas jumper when you already have one? You only wear it once or twice in the year. And Leslie was like, well, again, people see something new and they want to try it. So I'm like, you will see me in the same Christmas jumper for years until I'm like.
She's never changing up the style of that Christmas jumper from the 70s. How many stuff? It's the same, you know, like we are allowed to buy a new Christmas jumper. We just need to make sure that we pass on the old one to someone that's going to enjoy it.
Well, I mean,
are we? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's true. And I fully agree with that. So if you find yourself that you've ended up with six different Christmas jumpers, donate a couple. You don't need to have six Christmas jumpers. And I mean, of course, with kids, it's easier. Kids grow out of stuff and then you can go, let me buy a new one. They can't fit that one anymore. But I don't know. I'm like, I think people have seen me in this Christmas blouse for a couple of years. I don't care. It's one time a year, but that's me. That's
maybe I'm going to go on a mission, get Ingrid a new Christmas jumper. Maybe that, you know what I mean? Like, maybe that's the thing, which is like, yeah, maybe it's time for a change. But we all know that you're not a big clothes lover. So, but anyway, luckily I'm not a big Christmas jumper lover either. I don't think I've got a Christmas jumper. I think I just, whenever I have to wear it, I'm not really a Christmas jumper kind of person, if I'm honest. But when I do have to wear a Christmas jumper, I think when we go to choir, we have to wear a Christmas jumper. And I'm always like rolling my eyes and kind of, you know, don't want to wear a Christmas jumper. So I think I do wear Steve's Christmas jumper. And I have been known, I do have an elf costume, which you have seen, I do wear. And so, yeah, actually thinking about it, I do go all in. But anyway, right, okay. So I was just like, yeah, actually, I do have a kind of Christmas outfit. But anyway, we are now at number 10. We have gone through our 10 things to declutter from your Christmas boxes. So hopefully we've given you some food for thought on the types of things that you can declutter from your Christmas boxes. And of course, today or the next few days is the perfect time to do that. If you are in the United States, you will have just gone through Thanksgiving. And so, and I know that in the States, people then start to really think about Christmas then. In the UK, we typically start to think first, second week in December. So listen to this podcast and take action while you are preparing for Christmas. It's super important not to have random stuff around in your home that you're not going to use. Just because it's Christmas, it has the same criteria as everything else, which is why we decided to do this lovely Christmas podcast.
I'm feeling all festive now, Leslie. I'm starting to feel all festive. I'm like, ooh, it's time to get the Christmas hats out.
Maybe we should have put a Christmas hat on today. It's not quite ready. I'm sure the Christmas hats will come out.
Yeah.
One of our other podcasts.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you're watching this on YouTube, I'm going to wave at you now. So maybe in next week's podcast, we'll wear a Christmas hat. I'm sure it's going to make an appearance at one of our podcasts at some point. And if you are thinking, YouTube? Huh? What? Oops. Our podcasts are now on YouTube. So you can actually, instead of only hearing us, you can see us as well. And you can see what we're up to when we're recording these podcasts. So if you want to do that, find the Declutter Hub on YouTube and subscribe to our channel. And do let us know about this cracker situation. Is this a British thing? Or is this something that happens all over the world and I'm just blissfully unaware? So tell us in the comments. We would love to know. Now, next week on the podcast, I'm talking to Claire Kumar about highly sensitive people. And I think it will be a very interesting one to listen to. So we can't wait to see you there. So thanks so much for listening to this episode and we'll see you next week.
Thanks so much for listening to the Declutter Hub podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to us in your podcast player so you don't miss an episode, and we'll see you next week. Thank you.